We're going to talk about a medical shaila tonight. He discusses the shaila. This is in the Jivei Mishpo Chelik days. He says there was a rotten person who went and infected someone with a contagious virus, a lethal virus, and it ruined his immune system, and because of that the person died.
Bin Nazir.
He did it on purpose. He took a needle, he knew it was in there, and he injected him, and from that eventually he died. The shail is, in the zikin, is this mazik chayev to pay the family of the nizik the compensation for killing their morish, their father. The first thing we need to find out is what exactly happened here. Is this called mazik or is it called rotseach? Is it called damaging or is it called murder? Right, what's the difference if it's a damage or a murder? Because if it's murder, the halacha is if someone murders someone, he doesn't have to pay any compensation, any monetary compensation. And that's for one of two reasons. Either because we say kom le b'derav aminei, we say that if someone's chayav of misa, he's not going to be chayav to pay any monetary payment. That's what the Hagos HaShvi says. And the Rambam says it's because there's no value. For an Eved, you can say, what's the person where, you know, he lost his value, it's just tell himself as an Eved. But to someone who's free, there's no way to say, oh, he's worth this amount of money, and that's what you should pay the Yarshim. There's no value to the Hezid. Right, the Nafkamina between the two reasons is that if you say, Kom Lei B'Derav Aminei, the halacha is that a person is still chayiv to pay Lotzeis Yidei Shamaya. And the nachkumin would be if the yarshim would go be toface, they would say, no, you killed them, and they grab some money, they're toface some money, so then they would be able to keep it, because that's the halacha in kamei b'derav aminei. If it would be a shaila of just that there is no value to a live person that you could ask compensation for, so then they couldn't grab any money, they couldn't do anything, and be completely potter. So that's the first issue we have to discuss. Is this person a murderer? Or is he a mazik? If he's a murderer, he'll be pater, certainly be dinei adam, and maybe even be dinei shemayim. And if he's a mazik, so what type of hezik is it? So the first, at first glance, he seems like a murderer. The Gemara says in Baba Kama Chabez Amadez, if someone put a coal on a eved and killed him, he's chayiv misa. They put a burning coal on someone, if someone takes a coal and puts it on a person, he puts some fire on the body of an Eved. So it's that's what the Gemara says, and Rashi says he killed him, he's not chayiv to pay any damages to the master, to anyone. So that would be the same. It seems to be the same idea. What's the difference if he puts a burning coal on a person who kills him, or he puts a burning virus on a person that kills him?
Right.
That's the first thing we want to talk about. A fire is inanimate, right? You put a fire on someone, so for sure that's ritzicha because you killed the person. But the Gemara, well, you know, we'll talk about not the animal, but we'll talk about the Gemara in Nandava Vavei says, "Hamamid behemas chaveira, komas chaveira chayiv." If someone, right, someone has a grain field and he takes someone else's animal and he puts it onto that grain field, so he's chayiv, right? He's chayiv for taking that animal. And cause, even though it's not his animal, and causing, right, if it's your animal, so then we know there's a chi of shein, regal, shar. But even if you take someone else's animal and you take it and put it to damage someone else's field, the halacha is that he's chayiv. So same thing over here, taking this virus and putting the virus onto the person to eat him up, like eating up the grain of the field, should be chayiv, maybe as a mazik and not as a rotzeach, because over here it's not directly it's not like the fire you go in, the fire kills him. Over here it's like you said, sticking a dog on him, or let's take this makar that we're going to deal with, taking an animal and using it to damage. So there the person's called a mazik. So maybe that should be the same thing over here. He takes the virus, and the virus goes and damages the person or kills the person. So what, before we talk about that, there's a machlokas we're showing him why the person is chayiv over there. Tosfos over there says, in the case, this is going to be the central part of the sugya, right? You're taking someone else's animal, right? You don't own the virus. You take someone else's animal and you take it to eat up the person's grain, he's chayiv. What's the hezek? What's the chiyuv? So Tosfos says, even though it's not his bayim, it's still chayiv as shein and regal, shein or regal. If it's a normal thing for it to eat, it'll be shein. If it's derech hilucha, it'll be regal. You know, if it's nena, it'll be shein. If it's derech hilucha, it'll be regal. So Tosfos says it'll be shein and regal. But then Tosfos says maybe it should be considered eish. Maybe it should be like putting a fire on him. And if that's the case, what's an afkumina? It'll be chayiv even in Rishus HaRabim, because Shein and Regal is part in Rishus HaRabim. Maybe it should be called Eish. So Tosfos says it's not Eish, because we never find a case where a person's chayiv for an animal eating in Rishus HaRabim. So Tosfos says it's not Eish. He doesn't say the Svara, so this Divrei Mishpat says the Svara is because it's alive. Fires aren't alive. And here this thing has, it's an animal, is alive, so it's not called Eish. What is it? It's called Shein and Regal. The Rashba though disagrees with Tosfos. The Rashba says it's called Eish. It's Isha Mishim Chito. And he doesn't make Tosfos as a chiluk. He says it'll be Chayiv in Rosh Hashanah. And that's Paskin Lenaloch on Shulchan Aruch. Paskin's it Simon Shin Sadi Dalas Sif Beis. The Shulchan Aruch Paskin said if someone puts this animal next to someone's food, and eats it even in Rosh Hashanah, it's Chayiv because of Eish. So if that's the case, if it's age, then we're back to saying, we see that there's no difference whether you put an actual fire on the person, or you take the animal, and you take an animal, and the animal goes and destroys the person, or the virus goes into this person. Either way, it should be considered murder, not a mazik. That's what he wants to say. But then he says, the whole thing's not nogeya here, because there's a big difference between the virus and the animal eating the grain. What's the difference? What's a clear difference between the two?
The amount of damage.
It doesn't make a difference, but because the Rashba says, the same Rashba says, that the only time we're going to consider it age is if it's damages right away. But if it's going to take a while to damage, what's in his lashon? The Rashba says, Rashba says that if it doesn't, dafka maimed chayiv. It's only if he's maimed. That means, in the way they explain it, means that he puts the animal, there's no difference between feeding, taking that person's food and feeding the elephants with it, or taking the elephant and putting it that close to the food that it's going to eat it right away. We're not saying that you put it in the field and the apples are further down. We mean maimed means he's putting it right over it. No difference between putting the food in the mouth or the mouth to the food. Avim rakirva etzal peiros. But if you just put it close to the fruits, below amid aleihem, and you didn't put it directly over them, he's patur b'shur seravim. It's his patur b'shur seravim, because then it's no longer adam amasik, it's no longer eish. Then we're talking about, then it's like shein and regel, according to the Rashba. So he says here, even according to the Rashba, it should be a din of mamon hamasik here, and no longer that we should start thinking that it's Eish and Memeila he'll be Chayiv Misa and be Pater from Mamanus. That's what he wants to say. So at this point we have an easy psak. We'll say that since this person, it wasn't a direct murder, the murder took a while to take place, so he's not a murderer, he's a Mazik, and if he's a Mazik, he's Chayiv to pay damages. Right. But there's another problem. Right, that's the first thing we were going to discuss, was it Ritzicha or was it Hesek? So let's decide that it's Hesek, because even the Rashba, who might have said that it is Ritzicha, will agree here, since it's not immediate. There's no difference between the food being farther away from the animal or the time being the delay. Either way, it's called an indirect Ritzicha. He's not going to be called a Ritzayach, he'll be called a Mazik, and at this point we should say he's certainly going to be chayav to pay damages. But the second thing we have to discuss now is just like we said, he's not called a rotzeiach because it wasn't direct, it wasn't immediate. So we learned that there's a din called grama, the nizik, and there's pater. Right? It's a grama. If you're saying that it's called a not direct mitzicha because there's this time delay, so if that's the case, it should be pater from nizik and also be the adam and just be chayiv lotzis yirei shemayim, but that should be considered grama. And this is what the halacha is, mishasa esav kelev. Someone sticks a dog on someone or on someone's property, his pater, that's called a grama. And he says two answers. First of all, he says that any time you have shein and regel, whenever your animal goes out, you let your animal out and it goes to someone else's field and it damages, it's not immediate damage, it takes a while for it to damage. So we see that the gedarim of hezek are not the same as the gedarim of ritzicha. To be pater from ritzicha, it has to be a direct, immediately murder. But to be pater for nezikin, all shein and regel is like that. Your animal goes out and eventually goes and eats the person's field, and you're chayav for that. So same thing over here. The virus goes on the person, eventually goes and kills the person, so he'll be chayav shein and regel. You can't start talking it's grama. Grama is a case where, from one thing you did, you let the... We'll talk about that. Right, you opened up the gate, and because of that, the animals go out. Right, so that's a grama. But over here, the action you did is causing the damage. Like your animal goes out and starts eating the field, even though it's not immediate. That's called shein and regel. And here also, the virus should be shein and regel. And then second of all, he says that we're really fooling ourselves when you're talking about a hesek. Immediately, when the person has the virus, he's already damaged. He might not be dead yet, but as soon as he has a virus, no one wants to go near him, and he's damaged. He's right. The impact is immediate. It's not a grama. He went and he put that virus in there, and now it's in him. That's an immediate result of the hazard. You can't call that grama, right? So, but let's think about this case of opening up the door, and that because of that, the other person's animals escape. So he said maybe this should be like that too, because what are you doing? What's the person doing when he gives him the virus? The virus isn't going to kill him. The virus is going to break down his immune system. And because now he has a broken immune system, that's going to cause another infection to kill him. So maybe breaking the immune system should be equivalent to breaking down the person's fence so those animals could go in. And once again, it should be grama. At this point, it sounds the same, right? The virus opens the door. Well, the mazik opens the door by putting the virus there and opens the door of the immune system. And you open the door and let the animals out. That's called a grama.
It's a delay.
Yes, that's what he says. He says that, I think you're getting at the same point. He's saying when the fence that's holding the animals from coming out, the fence is a different thing. The animals is what's valuable. And when you break the fence, that makes the animals go out. That's a grama. But breaking someone's immune system, that's not something outside him. It's not like, you know, it's his coat. You know, you damage his coat, and because he damaged his coat, so now the viruses can come in. And now an infection can come in. That virus is part of his body. Right? When you break his immune system, you are damaging him directly. Forget it, Tzicha. You are directly damaging. He's now damaged. Like we said, it's someone with his virus is damaged material. So it's not like breaking a fence, and from that the animals come out, because there the hezek is the animals. The animals aren't the fence. Here the damage is to the person, and the person with the damaged immune system, the person is damaged. It's not a separate thing. So he says grum is out. Right, this is a real hezek. It's a real live hezek. He doesn't have to be immediate like shein and regel. You can't say it's like a fence, because that's part of the damage. And also it doesn't have to be immediate, because it is immediate. Right? It's an immediate damage to the person. The person is now damaged. He has a virus. He can't get a job. He can't have people go near him. Shouldn't at least.
Well, that's a little different than what Shams is saying. Shams is saying that because you've reduced all the tzicha to the Rama.
Well, we're not talking about tzicha now. The Ritzicha was that we're talking about Hezek now. The Ritzicha was the Grama by Ritzicha was the case where he's putting the using that analogy from the Mammonist, when he puts the animal in the field where it eventually gets to the person. Like he does something which eventually, like he the Grama by Ritzicha is the case where he puts him in a place where the water is going to come and he's going to drown. Right, so that's a Grama because your action did not kill him. It's the water that killed him, right? Your action didn't kill him, but when you shoot the gun, then your action killed him. It might have taken a few seconds, but your action did it. That's not a grama. And the shaila here was maybe by the virus also. Maybe the virus isn't killing him, right? It's the pneumonia later that kills him. So you're giving him the person giving him the virus didn't kill him. It just ruined his system that he later died. That's why we thought that by it would be called grama nagei ritzicha, not like a case where you shoot the gun and the gun is what killed him. It wasn't that your action caused something else to kill him later. You're putting him out in a where the sun's going to come and he's going to die from dehydration. That's grama, the Gemara says, because your action was tying him up and it was dark out. Later on, the sun's going to come and kill him. If you tie him up when the sun's already out, you're putting him in a place where he's going to die. That's called direct hezek. Okay, there's one last issue. Just this chazar from all the sugyas that we've seen. Right, the Gemara Gittin says there's a din called hezek sheina nikar. Right, if you go and if someone goes and it's mitame the food of someone's tyros, or he makes something treif, he puts something treif inside his inside his food, so that's called a hezek sheina nikar. And the halacha is a hezek sheina nikar midoraisus pater by shog, again by mezir. There's a takanas chacham by mezir that people shouldn't go around doing it. But this damage is, you can't see the damage. He looks the same as he did yesterday. Maybe later on he'll look different, but right now, when the mazik does the damage, the victim does not look any different. So maybe that's called a hezek sheina nikar. And he should be part because of that. And you'll say, well, it's been mazen and he's chayim. So he says, you know, this old rule that since at the time they made the takana, they didn't have these viruses, they didn't have this form of damaging people. Could be the takana wouldn't apply to such a person. Okay, so that's his last attempt to try to make the person potter. If the hezek shein nikar, the halacha is, if you are mitami tarosu shel chaveiro, you make something tummy, you can't see it. So here also, you can't see it.
Here you'll eventually be able to see the hezek.
Well, you could say better.
Probably.
You could say they could see it now. Right? All you have to do is do a blood test and you see right away that he has a hazard. And how do you know that a test makes a difference? Because he brings from the Prima Gardim. The Prima Gardim says that if someone sticks a treif spoon inside someone's kosher food, which makes a treif, so if it's min bimino, he's pata because it's hezek sheino nikar. You can't taste the difference between the treif meat and the kosher meat. It's min-mino. That's called hezek sheina nikar. You can't recognize the hezek. But if he puts it into vegetables, something which is different min, so then even though you don't see it, it doesn't look any treifer than it did before, but since it could be tasted, and you could taste it because it's min b'sheina mino, that's called a hezek nikar.
In other words, it's perceptible.
Right. It is.
Well, that's right. It's not a Torah test. By definition, it's not a Torah test. The Torah test, you can't, it's an enigma. By definition,
Torah test. No, we're saying, but it's not that to make another Torah test, that would mean that you could reverse it. You can't reverse it here. It's straight forever. But we're saying it's going to be Einu Nikar when there's no way of measuring it. You just find out that he did it, you saw him do it, and it's called Nikar if you could do a test to find out that it was done. Right? In Hilchos Teruvos, both are just as aser. In Yerodeya, they're both just as aser. The only way there might be a shaila is if you could reverse it. You know, then you talk about whether it's Darvashay Shamatirinim, and maybe it won't be Bakal Be'alef. But here, in Dinei Hezek, there's a chiluk whether it's recognizable or not. So he's saying the chiddush is that if you can do a test, right? He says there's no difference between doing a blood test to discover that he has a virus and doing a taste test to find out that the food is had that trait taste in there. Right? Hezek Shein Nikras by making a tame. But there's no way of knowing it that the thing became tummy. Putting a sheretz on his food, you can't see the hezek. It's a sheretz. It's and the food looks the same. There's nothing there to tell. Right, so that's hezek shein nikra. But over here, do a test and we can find out. So he concludes very simply.
Find out what he has the virus.
Right.
Is that are we still holding that that itself is a hezek?
Right, and we're saying that that's a hazard. Right, that was it. We said it's a hazard. The two ways to make him patur, even though it was a hazard, was to say number one, it's a grama ben nizikin is patur, and the second attempt was to say it's a hazard shein in nikur. Right, but we'd established that it's a hazard because right now you're putting in him, he's now damaged. Right, but maybe it's a grama, or maybe, well, and that's how we said it's not grama because we say that's damaging directly, and then we said maybe it's in your nikur. We're saying that it is nikur. So he concludes that if someone would infect him with that virus, it's not going to be reticha anymore because, even according to the Rashba, since it's not diet, since it's not immediate, right? The Rashba's chiddush that it was that it would be called reticha if it would be immediate, like putting the animal on top of the food. But if it's not immediate, so then the Rashba agrees it's a din. He says it's adam amasik, but it's a masik. It's not reticha anymore. And according to Tosfos, it would be shein v'regel. And depending on what the nature of the virus is, does a virus have pleasure, then it'll be shein. Is it the dark of a cuff, then it'll be regal. But then he says, after he wrote this mimer, some scientists told him that viruses aren't bali chayim, they're not alive. He said viruses are chemicals. And if they're chemicals, so this whole thing that we're talking about, that it's like an animal, sending your animal and it's like chain and regal doesn't apply. I mean, what do you say? I don't know.
Well, that's interesting because there is such a thing called prion. So how do you define life?
Yeah, well, someone told me that with a virus, it doesn't live by itself. It only lives when it's with a host. Right. So is that called life? He says if it's a bacteria, he says... Okay, so he might have slugged me up with the virus, but he said, okay, so let's just say that we're talking about bacteria. Bacteria are alive, they live by themselves, and so then he said that whole shear that we talked about will be applied to a bacteria, and maybe not to a virus. But it depends how you understand what a virus is.
Can cause disease. So then you have this wouldn't
be... Right, then the whole shear is out the window. Because it's not an animal, you can't talk shein and regel, it's...
Right?
It would be a grama probably, and yeah.
So what we're not talking about.
Yeah, but we said we're talking hezek because we said it's like an animal, and we said it's like sending an animal to the kamas riyayu, right? But if it's not an animal, so then maybe it's more like eish again, whereas it could be if it's just a chemical that some poison. And then, you know, someone poisons someone. Right, he poisons him, so then he's a rotayah.
Even if it takes arsenic, it takes 10 years to
burn. I don't know how long it takes. So anyway, that's his conclusion, that if it's a virus, the whole shear applies. If it's something that's alive, a bacteria, then we're talking about it's like sending an animal to the Kamas Reyehu, which is Shein and Regla, even according to the Rashba, it'll be Adam Amazik, it's not called Eish. And we won't be Groma because it's an immediate effect on the person is now damaged, his immune system is damaged. And you can't say it's like breaking down the fence, breaking down his defense, because his defense is part of him. So it's not a grum, it's a direct hezek, and you can't say it's hezek shein and nikur because you can do an immediate test and you see that the person has this disease and that's called a hezek.